A little Bruce Springsteen here.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. You better be good for goodness sake.
All right, moms and dads, make sure you distract the kids as we talk about this for just a moment. And Santa Claus does come to town. How does Santa know how to come to town and be Santa Claus? Of course, Santa's got to go to school. And
oh, yes.
One of the most famous schools in Midland.
Mm-hmm. Been there for years.
The Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School. And yesterday received recognition from Guinness World Records for a record that essentially, as long as the school stays in operation, it'll never be broken. Is being recognized as the longest-running Santa school in the world.
Well, how about that? Oh, all right.
Isn't that cool?
A world record for Midland.
Yeah. The reference in the Guinness World Record online site says that it originally started in Albion, New York. That was back in 1937 before eventually moving to Midland. I didn't know that the original Charles Howard was the original Santa in Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't either.
I'll be darned.
I learned that because I watched the video that's on the Guinness World Record link.
Oh, okay.
A video, by the way, which starts this way. I've got a link up, by the way, on the Morning Team Show page, but I love this way this video starts. And this is a lot of Midland is obviously part of the video, but here we go. All the Santas are gathered.
Yeah,
singing
a pretty big crowd. Yeah,
get about 300.
Oh my gosh! So they've had a lot of men in red suits and long white beards and hair running around Midland for the last few weeks, I suppose.
And women as well, because
women,
they have to learn how to be Mrs. Claus. What you learn at the school, it says here, learn all the necessary skills. How to ride a sleigh. I'm sure that is a very necessary school. How to build toys in a workshop. Learning lyrics to popular Christmas songs. And accompanying dances.
Oh, dances.
Santa.
I don't think I've ever seen Santa dance.
Santa's going to break it down, man.
Yeah, I have either.
And, of course, how to properly dress like Santa.
That's a must.
In fact, it says here that the lessons on how to dress like Santa include the timings required to get into the festive getup. Applying your Santa makeup, it says here, should only take 30 to 35 seconds.
Now, I wonder if they have, vendors come into their sessions where they're doing the training who are selling Santa attire and things of that nature.
You know, you would have to have the proper,
perhaps
that's acquired through the school itself. I don't know.
Maybe a barber and a hair trimmer to show them how to, manicure that beard and get it just right. Yes.
The video contains a lot of some of the discussion of what they do there and some of the sites and things and some of the history. It's just pretty cool, though. But, yeah, such a nice recognition right here in Midland, Michigan as a world record holder.
And we should know more about it. Do we know what facilities they use when they're here?
No, but it looked like they had a graduation ceremony, and it looked like the Santas were going into it. The sign said Great Hall.
Oh, Valley Plaza.
That's what I'm believing for the ceremony itself.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it looked like maybe some Midland Center for the Arts for some of the larger things that were going on. I'm just guessing at that point because I didn't see the landmarks. Now, it says here that the school, as I said, attracts 300 students per year from all over the United States. I'm guessing there's probably some from around the world, too.
No doubt.
We teach the heart of Santa, and that's what stands us apart from all the other schools that have started after the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School, according to a spokesperson. They teach the heart of Santa.
Yeah. What month do they do that? They can't do it too close to December because they're really, really busy.
No, I think this was some references to November.
Oh, okay.
That they gather.
Okay.
As a Santa graduate, Jason Sanderson says, you're not just a performer, you're providing magic for everybody. Because everybody that graduates from Santa Claus School actually gets a BSC, Bachelor of Santa Claus. I might be able to achieve that. I wonder if I could use that for a degree. I've got a BSC. So that's pretty cool. But I thought that was it. And I was rooting around on the internet trying to do some searching, and it looked like this story is really just starting to pop up from a number of different places that I'm starting to see it, that it's getting some attention now. Because I didn't know anything about it until I saw this reference to World Record Santa Claus School. I'm like, well, the only Santa Claus school I know.
Right. Well, you know, a BSc degree sounds a lot better than a BS degree.
Well, that's true. Although, no disrespect to Santa, but some would say that there's a lot that's necessary in order to make your way through some of the...
Oh, yes, right.
Some of the questions that kids ask.
Oh, right.
Maybe that's what the accompanying dance moves, because sometimes you got to dance around some of the.
So, at the school, is this where Santas get to learn how to speak fluent rabbit and
all that stuff? Interact with animals and things like that. You got to be able to do that.
Okay. How to speak different languages, maybe.
How to properly address the kids and look your best. How to ho 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 and all that good stuff.
Of course.
How to care for reindeer.
Yeah.
That must be another.
That's key.
Must have that.
I wonder if Santa has to clean up after the reindeer. That's why Santa has elves.
I didn't even think about that.
That's bring right. the elves, yes. Yeah. Bring the elves in.
Well, you know, these reindeer are magic. Perhaps they don't even.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't even do that. Could you think about that? My gosh, that's, you know, I've never up until this point in all my life ever thought about that.
Yeah.
You always hear about the prancing and pawing of each little hoof on the roof.
But you don't check your ears, Charlie.
What you don't hear about is what else might have been left on the roof. We have a link up again on this story on the Morning Team page, and it does include a video. It's about a five-minute video, actually, that's put together showing what's going on.
Get a look at that.
Yeah. So if you head to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the Morning Team box, and click on that. Look for today's date, December 23rd, 2021, and you'll find among the things that we have on our Morning Team page a link up to the Santa Claus school story.
Now we know why Costco came to Midland, because Santa has to buy things in huge volumes.
May I just quickly throw this out there for the kids? You know, I know that many like to put out the cookies and milk out there for Santa, right? I mean, that seems to be always a standard fare. You know, sometimes give him a little change-up. I think he would like that. You know, for me, I leave out some Cheez-Its because I think, hey, Santa doesn't get enough Cheez-Its, I think.
Oh.
You know, or maybe, you know, since he's eating all those sweets, maybe a vegetable, maybe a carrot. I don't know, something. Maybe something for the reindeer. I don't know.
Yeah, the reindeer help. Yeah,
or do what my apparently my late father-in-law would tell my wife when she was young. Santa gets cookies and milk all the time. Maybe cookies and a martini. That would be nice, too. So sometimes just change it up a little bit, everybody.
Santa's driving.
No, the reindeer are driving. He's just along for the ride.
I guess he's not behind the wheel, is he?
Right, no.